Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now we've seen the average price for a quarterback, and albeit the best quarterback in the league, go to $45 million a year. Dak Prescott's on that 31.4. There's been a dispute over the money. He could obviously argue he's worth more money. But the Dallas Cowboys, who wanted him to sign a five-year deal, could say, look at the quarterback in Kansas City. He just took a 10-year deal. You won 4 years. We won 5 years. What's the big deal with five? That's half the length of time that Patrick Mahomes is getting in Kansas City with the Chiefs, right? And so there is the disagreement. I think Dak Prescott becomes empowered on the money. Dallas becomes empowered on the length of the contract. You tell me how that's going to work out. And Deshaun Watson, same draft class as Patrick Mahomes, has done everything he has except win a Super Bowl. So he's going to make the argument, well, if Patrick Mahomes is worth $45 million, then certainly I can make my case for...
That is the well-known voice of Adam Schefter, ESPN, and from his comments, you can tell Adam Schefter has expressed the opinion today that it is a team-friendly deal that Patrick Mahomes has signed. That was my initial reaction without even knowing the money when I heard it was 10 years. 10 years? How could that be beneficial to the player if it's at 10 years? And now that we know some of the details on the money, it's once again a contract where the team can get out of it. They're making a commitment for a few years, and the player's making a commitment for the next 12 years. That's what it comes down to. The Chiefs are only tied to Patrick Mahomes for the next few seasons. Patrick Mahomes can't, you know, I think there is some ability to opt out for him, but not the way the team sort of, with all NFL contracts, holds the power
yes.
to let the player go at any point in time. Player can't do that. Team can. It's sort of the system that those guys work within. But if I were Patrick Mahomes, I would not be signing a 10-year contract. I'd go for five. And Adam Schefter said, this contract will now be used against other players. Because when you have one of these types of deals for a young star, well, now other teams can say, well, you should do X amount of years. Well, I only want a four-year deal. Well, why can't you even go to five? Hell, Patrick Mahomes just signed for 10. He's better than you. It can be used against other players, and I'm sure it will at some point.
Yeah, I don't know how you counter it if you or your agent is doing the bargaining for you. The only thing you can say is that you know it's safer on both sides to not have the term go that length. You know, that way if you're not happy, but the team already has that. That's the problem. That's the Chiefs already have that. One of their mechanisms is that if they decide it's not working out, they don't have to, from all appearances, from what we've seen so far, after 3-4 years, if he doesn't appear to be worth the $47 million a year he's earning on average, they can just say, okay, well, we are not going to exercise it now, and the guaranteed mechanism doesn't kick in, and it sounds like the deal is off. In many ways, it's a pretty standard, you know, contract in that it looks like it's year to year, and that the team can pretty much opt out after each year. Now, the difference being, once he's on that roster and 3 days after the start of the new league year, McCone, is that what you said earlier?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's when the money is guaranteed. But if Patrick Mahomes is doing Patrick Mahomes things, then you're really, okay, you're on the hook. It's a lot of money for that 1 year, but it's 1 year. It's just that 1 year. It's not $90 million guaranteed like, you know, a Kirk Cousins deal. You know, it's not even like the guaranteed money that Matthew Stafford got. And you're Patrick Mahomes. You just signed a deal that's going to guarantee you less money than what Cousins got, than what Jimmy Garoppolo got. You know, and to me, that seems like the biggest surprise in this, Beetle, is that he didn't hold out for something that would guarantee him more money other than, you know, being on the roster third day into the season in March. Okay, that's all but guaranteed for the first, I would think, 3 or 4 years. But after that, all that extra year, time and all those extra years, that's beneficial to the team and the team only. That doesn't benefit Mahomes, I don't think, in any way once you get past those first few years when you can all but guarantee he's going to be on the roster, you know, at the start of the league year.
Well, I mean, I think that it's good in the sense that Eli Manning has made the most money in the NFL. Did you know that?
Yes.
$252 million.
It's him. It's, who is it? It's Peyton, Drew Brees. Brady is like third or fourth on that list.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was Eli. Admittedly, I didn't realize it was him. $252.3 million, the most ever made in the NFL.
Oh, it's Aaron Rodgers is up there, too.
Yeah, I figured it would be someone like Peyton Manning or Rodgers or, you know, someone that's recently retired but better than Eli, I guess.
Oh, no, it's not Peyton. It's Eli, Brady, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, some of these contracts that have been handed out. But anyway, this is going to ensure that I think he's going to make more than that. But I think the best way of looking at it is that if he had signed a 4-year extension at roughly the same value, let's say $40 million a year, he could have made $190 million or so over the next 6 seasons, right? The 2 years remaining plus 4 more years.
Yeah.
Under this deal, he'll make in the range of like 100 in the 180s over the first 6 years. So it might be slightly less that he makes. And then he would, again, had he taken like a 4-year deal, he'd be up for free agency after 2025, which sounds so far away. But that would mean he forces his team back to the table and he's got the influx of new TV deals in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have made similar money over the next 6 years by signing a shorter term deal, let's say a 4-year contract, could have made the same exact money over the next 6 seasons, and then could have hit free agency again and gotten a bigger dollar figure. And that to me is where the mistake is going to be in this. And that's why, is it a team friendly deal over the next 5 or 6 years? No, it's fair market value. It's in the back half that it could end up being a really good deal for the Chiefs. Really good. And that's what I think could come back later, where Patrick Mahomes feels like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have signed a 10-year deal on top of the 2 years I had left.
Right, right. I mean, I still want to give him credit for, you know, willing to essentially gamble on himself and saying that, no, I am going to be good enough year after year after year to ensure that I'm going to be on that roster 3 days into the season. There's going to be no hesitation, and it's going to work to my benefit in the long run, and I'm going to end up being, you know, the highest paid player for a time and in terms of average annual value. And so what if I don't have all the money up front? What do I need all the money up front for? You know, I am willing to gamble on myself. So, you know, for him, it's a decent chunk up front, not as much as what we've seen from other guys. I guess I believe him. I guess I'm on his side in that, yeah, you should bank on yourself. There's nothing about Patrick Mahomes' game or his health history that indicates to me that he's not going to be good to go for at least 4 or 5 years on this. So, fine. You know, do that. Sign that deal. It's the Chiefs that really, if you're going to have to pick a side in this that did better, the Chiefs. The Chiefs, absolutely. They've got their guy now for 10 years, which is not a crazy amount of time for a quarterback. If you find your quarterback in this league, you want him from the age of 24 up until minimum age 34. So for them, it's perfect.
And the good news is, as long as they want him there, he's going to make a boatload of money.
Yes.
And, you know, there are, you know, as much as we poke fun at this whole mechanisms thing today, It's not easy to cut him under the deal. It's definitely possible for them to cut him if they don't want him anymore, if he's not as good or he suffered an injury or something along the way. But as long as they want him, he's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I guess that's how both sides can sort of walk away feeling good about it. But if you're talking about maximum dollars earned, I don't think that's what this deal accomplished for him. But, of course, the security is definitely something guys desire. Let's talk about college football. We haven't talked about college football in a couple of weeks. Where do things stand in college football, and will there be a season? A lot of teams are already back on campus getting ready for the season. We'll touch on that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Twelve 20 on Zolak and Bertrand. Beetle Hardy McCone with you today. We mentioned the Ivy League yesterday because it appears the Ivy League is going to move football to the spring. Not official yet, but that story's been sort of leaked out of some of the programs. I think the coaches are starting to talk in the Ivy League. And most people's reaction to that is, who cares? It's the Ivy League, right? People outside of Harvard or Yale and the people that go to those schools, it's not exactly a big spectator sport. I get that, but I also reminded you yesterday that the Ivy League was a precursor of things to come back in March, when the Ivy League said no one is coming to our basketball games if we have a conference tournament. And then the Ivy League said, we're not doing a conference tournament. And everyone said, oh, what are they doing? Why are they canceling? And then the whole world shut down within 10 days' time.
Oh, we laughed at them for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We thought they were all soft. What are you doing?
And so the Ivy League took a hard pass on everything before the world realized what the hell was going on. You know, I hate to say it, but there's some smart people over there, Artie.
In the Ivy League?
Yes. You know, they've got this medical school over there at Harvard that I think might be one of the best in the world. You know,
one of those types
of places.
So what? We had that at Michigan State. It was a veterinary school, but still, we don't go around puffing our chest out about it every 5 minutes.
So sure enough, we had that yesterday, and then I saw this story pop up last night after we were off the air. And that is ESPN getting a statement out of one of the Power Five conferences. That would be the SEC. Greg Sankey, the commissioner, had this to say when asked by ESPN, what the hell's going on here? What are you guys thinking right now? Reading from their story, it says, this is the statement. We said from the onset of this pandemic that circumstances around the virus would guide our decision-making, and it is clear that recent developments related to COVID-19 have not been trending in the right direction. Again, this is not the Ivy League. This is the SEC. You may have heard of it. Sort of a big deal in college football?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, sort of a big one.
Yeah.
There are important decisions to be made in the coming weeks, and by late July, there should be more clarity about the fall season. In the meantime, our athletics programs will continue to effectively manage the health and safety of our student-athletes as they continue voluntary activities on their respective campuses. And now, again, this is reading from the story on ESPN. Heather Dinich writes, well, the transition from voluntary to mandatory workouts is already here. Schools that open the season on August 29th could begin required workouts on Monday, and for teams that begin the season on Labor Day weekend, required workouts begin 6 days from now, Artie, July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So the voluntary, which is not really truly voluntary, to what we're going into with mandatory, that is here. That transition has begun, and there are people at real big-time football schools in real big Power 5 conferences that are starting to express their, let's call it, uncertainty right now.
I think you have to, based on everything that's going on and how you led everything off here, Beetle, with what the Ivy League is doing. And not to say that they're just so much smarter and more ahead, but just, okay, just their recent history. They were at the front of this, the start of the basketball tournament, seemed to be proactive to the point of maddening for some people. But if that's the way it's going to go, they have gone that way first. So if you're looking at that and nothing else, it's got to make you question as to whether or not it's going to be business as usual this fall for the SEC or for anyone else.
Here's Shane Lyons. He is the chair of the NCAA's Football Oversight Committee. He helped come up with the six-week return plan for football.
Yep.
He's also West Virginia's athletic director. He says, for us in college sports and sports in general, it's not trending the way we were hoping it would. I'm still not of the mindset to say, gee, we shouldn't do this or we should throw in the towel. But on the other hand, am I less confident than I was maybe a week ago? Absolutely. I don't think there's any way you wouldn't be. The key for us is going to be students returning to campus. It's very unlikely, highly unlikely, we would play fall sports if we don't have our students back on campus. So that's factoring in as well. If you get school cancellations in the next 6 weeks, it's going to shut down football too.
If you're not allowing people on campus for the most part, or if you've decided to go to online learning, and, you know, this goes back to the question that's been raised from the very start of this from, you know, from athletes. They're going to say, more and more of them, a chorus of voices is going to be saying, if it's that dangerous, why are we playing? If it is that important to keep people away from each other and you can't allow classrooms full of kids, how is it reasonable then to ask us to go out there and play football? And I'm sure they want to. And there are a lot of them who would just, you know, throw caution to the wind or say, it doesn't even require that much caution. So what? Test positive. We're not getting sick. If the school, as an entity, decides that they're not going to have big numbers on campus, and even when they do, they're going to be socially distanced, how do you then make that policy stick if you're going to allow sports, especially football? I don't know how you pull that off. Unless they just make special exemptions and they ignore all the critics and people say that it's not consistent. You know, they just say, oh, well, this is what we're doing.
And all these commissioners all sound down. Pac-12, Larry Scott. There's no denying that the last few weeks have taken a turn for the much worse in much of our country. I've tried to be cautiously optimistic, and that's becoming a little bit harder over the last couple of weeks. Like, I mean, it just sounds, just read the tea leaves here. These guys don't sound confident that they're going to have a season. And maybe that means moving it to the spring, like the Ivy League is apparently reportedly contemplating. Maybe there's a way to save it by moving it. That obviously would be, as we've discussed before, a big issue for real NFL prospects, guys that want to go into the draft and play in the NFL.
Well, I know the more tinkering you do with the schedule, the more it's going to impact it, not just for next year, not just for the, you know, players going to the NFL, but for like years. You know, we're already talking about it with what's happening with the NBA and with hockey and Major League Baseball. Like just this one thing with these leagues presumably ready to ramp back up this month. This could have ramifications for years down the road, possibly permanently changing the schedules. And you pick up an entire fall football season and move it to the spring, it's going to impact things a lot further down the road. And I know they don't want to outright cancel if they don't have to. And springtime could mean a lot of different things. It could mean, you know, hopefully, optimistically, an elimination of the virus to a large extent, whether it is, you know, a cyclical thing or by virtue of a vaccine. But still, that is a huge, huge move to make with a lot of changes to the schedule going forward that they have to contemplate before they just say, now we'll just do it in the spring instead. Well, there's a lot that goes into that and a lot of dividends to be paid down the road if that's the decision you make.
617-779-0985, because if you push back to the spring, then you're like, wait, we're now into the next season. What are we doing here?
Right.
It's spring ball is when we're supposed to be getting ready for the following season, but not that's playing games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what's happening with the NHL and the NBA. It's like, oh, we're going to be in the next season. That's okay. We're going to change the entire season schedule, and the calendar for the NBA and the NHL and maybe even Major League Baseball will be different starting now because of this. Oh, well, that's a big change. Oh, I mean, they haven't officially said that yet, but doesn't it look like that's the direction it's moving?
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I don't disagree with what you're saying. Could take years to get back on track.
If they decide to, and they might say, no, this actually works better. We like this better.
Yeah, we like this different format.
I'd like the NBA starting on Christmas Day, which, I would like that.
Could be the new norm.
Yeah.
Might be the new norm. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Hockey is apparently getting a deal done. We'll get to that coming up. 617-779-0985. I've seen today a number of stories in my Twitter feed, Hardy, about TikTok going away possibly.
Really?
Do you use the TikTok? Do your kids use the TikTok?
My daughter is on the TikTok. I myself do not TikTok.
The United States is looking at banning TikTok and other Chinese social media apps.
What is the reason?
Because it's possibly a data breach, or that there's fears that the government of China could have your personal data.
Okay. I know that TikTok...
This is according to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, so it's not like it's, you know, he said this on the record. The TikTok could be going away.
The only thing I've heard about TikTok in recent weeks was it was one of the, I don't want to say last bastions, but one of the newer bastions for some certain conspiracy or some crazy theories to have
bad actors?
Have bad actors, false flags, words. But they have new life on TikTok, specifically the child... whatever the pizza place thing in DC, whatever that thing was.
Oh, that insane theory?
That's got new life on, courtesy of TikTok.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. So when I heard that, I'm like, oh God, as if I needed another reason to, not engage on TikTok at all. There it is. Because it's got a new audience. It's got a younger audience that doesn't know. Kids, they're not on Facebook. They don't care anything about Facebook, so they never saw all the insane posts about child trafficking at a pizza place in Washington D.C. So they didn't know. They didn't see it debunked. They didn't see the lunacy of it the first time around. But now they think it's brand new. This whole new thing. I saw it on TikTok. That was the most. Recent thing I heard about it. So, yeah, if it goes away, it's not going to hurt me. It's not going to bother me at all.
Let's get to the NHL and what the deal is with the NHL. They apparently have a deal. So what's the plan? When do they start? Where are their games? Do we know any of those things? Do we know those things? Well, we'll let you know.
I know this much. I know this much. Don't call them hub cities.
Okay. We won't do that. The NHL, where do things stand? We'll tell you next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The NHL and the NHLPA put out the release that the tentative agreement is in place, pending ratification on both sides. But they also put out that they expect to meet the targeted dates of camp opening a week today, Monday, July 13th. Teams reporting to the respective hubs, Edmonton for the Western Conference, Toronto for the Eastern Conference, on July 26th. And the meaningful games in the return to play for the 2019-20 season would start being played on August 1st, if all goes well. Now, we should talk about that ratification process. First off, NHL Board of Governors have to get it done. They will have a Board of Governors conference call before the end of the week. It's expected that they will endorse it because when Gary Bettman puts it to the board, it usually passes. There's currently on this evening a call going on for the executive board of the NHLPA, and they're in the process of recommending that this goes to the full membership for a vote. That could start as early as Wednesday. It often takes 24, 48, 72 hours for a full membership vote to happen.
The cities are determined, Hardy. It's going to be Toronto and it's going to be Edmonton in the NHL. It's where all the games are going to be played. Why are we not calling them hub cities, by the way? What's that all about?
They don't want to be called hub cities.
Who said that? Who's saying that they don't want to be known as hub cities?
They.
Who are the they?
For NHL purposes, the league is going away. Bad actors.
Bad actors, damn it.
For NHL purposes, the league is going away from the term hub cities and instead prefers the terminology phase four secure zone.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Phase four secure zone is dumb? That's the coolest name ever for anything. Hey, where
so
are you?
What's with the press release yesterday?
What, with the phase four secure zone?
No, the press release yesterday from the NHL and the NHLPA, joint press release, and it was put out by the NHL. As part of the tentative agreement, the following dates have been established. July 13th, start of training camps.
Yeah.
July 26th, clubs travel to hub cities.
Well, that's for that's for civilians. At the NHL, at the level of, you know, those truly need to know, they're not calling them hub cities. They're calling them the phase four secure zones.
You got to be in
the room with Bettman to hear that kind of talk. Once again, if Jim Louth had, you know, unlimited funds, he would probably pay money to put himself into the war room for, you know, COVID planning so he could hear phrases like phase four secure zone.
Right. August 1st, start of the qualifying round.
Uh-huh.
The tentative agreement...
Seems ambitious, but go ahead.
Is in place, and there's some good nuggets of information on NBC Sports Boston. Hags had a good breakdown of things. You want the bullet points?
Yes.
Players with underlying health issues will be examined by doctors and could be restricted from playing. If it's deemed unsafe for them, this will be interesting for players like Max Domi, who has type 1 diabetes.
Yep.
So that will be up to the league, not the player. Players who need to leave the bubble during play for childbirth or family emergencies will need to be confined to isolation for 4 days and need 4 negative tests before being able to rejoin their team.
Right. It's much like the NBA.
Yeah, very similar. NHL players have until 3 days after the return to play is ratified to notify their teams if they're opting out. Under the agreement, there's no penalty for doing so. The number of people scheduled to be tested daily in the bubble include players, coaches, staff members, officials, ice crew, security, hotel bartenders, food service staff, arena food and beverage workers, hotel housekeeping, hotel kitchen staff and player transportation, and that will add up to thousands of tests per day.
No kidding.
They got it right, though. They have it figured out. That is not a requirement in the NBA plan. It is a requirement in the NHL's plan, which to me is closing that loophole. That's smart.
Are the arena food and beverage workers there just to serve food for the people who are there working on game days and practices?
I'm guessing it's for staff, people working in the building, and for the players.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah. Which, and by the way, that doesn't have to be a ton of people. It's not like you're going to need 100 food and beverage workers there. You can do it with a relative. It sounds like a lot, and it is. You know, I mean, when you start counting all of security, hotel workers, food service staff, arena food and beverage, but as you said, this is the way to do it. If anybody's coming into contact with anybody, yes, that and they're coming into contact, then test them too. It may be overkill, but better than not testing enough.
Organizational failures to adhere to the protocols could lead to significant financial penalties and potentially the loss of draft picks, and could result in individual players being ineligible to play and removed from the bubble. So if you screw up, if you're careless, if you're leaving, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, they can send you home. And they can dock your team if there's an organizational failure. I don't know what exactly would rise to that level, but I imagine it would be, you know, taking a field trip as a team.
Yes.
For NHL purposes, the league is going away from the term hub cities, as you mentioned, Hardy, and instead is preferring that terminology. Tell me one more time what it is.
Phase 4 secure zone.
Hmm. And they're sticking with phase 4 secure zone. Hmm. As far as family goes, family will not be allowed into the bubble until the conference finals round. So there is no family there for the restart and the qualifying round and the playoffs up until the third round, the what is typically the third round of the playoffs, the conference finals. That's when family can now come to the bubble, which means there's a minimum of 5 weeks there that players will be without their families.
Yeah. And again, that's part of the holdup for some of these guys, and a lot of them, you know, you mentioned Max Domi earlier, who has type 1 diabetes, and underlying health concerns. But a lot of these guys, they don't want to do the 5 weeks away from their families. I don't know how you convince them otherwise. I don't know what the message is, you know, from the teams to their players, but that's part of it, and that's a huge component in this for a lot of these guys. I also question, and this is something for the NBA, Major League Baseball to contend with too, especially with the extra testing that the NHL is doing. So what happens? Someone from hotel housekeeping tests positive. What happens? Well, obviously they're not going to be allowed back in or something, but are you doing any of the contacting stuff? I mean, everyone's being tested every day under this scenario. All the players, coaches, ice crew, security, bartenders, food and bev workers, they're all being tested every day. If one of these people, just one of them, tests positive, what happens?
Well,
if it stops there, that
right.
it stops there and they isolate that person, great. If you start quarantining people who have had contact with them, then you might as well just stop this before it even starts. I don't want them to. I'd rather they just continue taking the tests and deal with them on an individual basis. But the idea of like contact tracing, once you're already quote unquote inside the bubble, that's why you don't have to contact trace. You know, presumably everybody was affected. You can't shut everything down if one person is going to test positive, or you can't start isolating people if they had direct contact with that person. You can't do it. If you want this thing to work, then you just have to take it on a case-by-case basis, isolate that one person, and then keep moving forward.
I want to lighten the mood a little bit, Hardy. We've done a lot of COVID stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like we should lighten the mood a little
sure.
bit. Sure. Someone posed a question. I think it was T-Bone. T-Bone, did you send this to us the other day?
Yeah. I saw it. Sosi retweeted it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which is a simple question. Which cover song is better than the original? Was the question.
Yes.
Name a song yes. where the cover is better than the original.
Yes.
And I saw it and I thought about it for less than 5 seconds and had my answer and was like, oh, the right answer is this. So why don't we address that?
Okay.
There's more than one answer, obviously, but I thought there was right away. One that I always would go to on a question like this.
Now there may be the ultimate answer, but there are other correct answers.
Correct.
We're not looking for the best. We're just looking for
answers.
Answers. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got
okay.
it. I got you.
We'll do that.
Okay.
And if you want to chime in, feel free. 617-779-0985. We'll do it next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? Why is it your way? On the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Is this one of your choices, Artie?
It is, and I didn't even tell T-Bone about it. He just knows me.
Hey,
really?
This is my choice.
It's phenomenal. I don't know that it's better than the Beatles, but it's so not good.
But it's really good.
So good. All right, so we are looking for cover songs that are better than the original.
Yeah, and okay. I almost instantaneously. I knew my answer.
All
right. Right away. I'm like, oh, easy. It's Blinded by the Light. It is far, the version you probably know is the cover version.
Right.
Which is Manfred Mann.
Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Right. And so thank you. Everyone knows this song. This is a cover of a Springsteen song.
Correct.
And you would think, oh, I know Springsteen. I know the talent that Springsteen has. I know his ability and his reputation. Manfred Mann. Who the hell knows anything about Manfred Mann? Nobody knows anything about that guy and his Earth Band. But that's the song.
Is Manfred Mann actually a guy? Or is that like an assumed name?
I mean, there's a guy that sings the song. I don't know. Again,
no,
this is
Manfred Mann is the name of the band. Oh, named after their keyboardist, Manfred Mann.
Yeah, Manfred Mann is in the band. He's a British keyboard player, guitarist, and vocalist.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yes. But can you name any other Manfred Mann songs?
Oh, yeah. Doo Wah Diddy is a Manfred Mann song.
Okay, I'll take your word for that.
The Mighty Quinn, that's a Manfred Mann song. Come On Without, Come On Within, You've Not Seen Nothing Like the Mighty Quinn. That's Manfred Mann.
And this is the Springsteen original.
Yeah, it's garbage.
No thanks. Give me Manfred Mann. That's the answer. At least that's the obvious one to me, but there's a bunch. And so that would be at the top of my list. Do you have one for the top of your list already?
Absolutely. T-Bone, if you could turn me up. I didn't want to spoil it because I didn't want anyone to take mine. Obviously. And I don't know if you know the original, but this cover is so much better than Otis, whoever.
You're messing.
What? I mean, when you hear Michael Bolton sing Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, you understand he was born to sing this song. Am I right?
Such a jerk.
What?
You're such a jerk.
I mean, who's Otis Redding anyway? Who cares?
You're such a jerk.
Oh, don't worry, Beatle. I got another one.
You got more?
I got another one.
Do your thing.
Crawl right up your ass. This one, this slipped under the radar for a while. It has 621,813,352 views on YouTube.
What is
endorsed by the original songwriter. This lunatic likes this version of this song. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. This would be Disturbed doing Sound of Silence. People talking. Look at Lanny. Lanny's digging it.
Lanny says garbage.
I read Paul Simon's biography. He didn't like Lemonheads, Mrs. Robinson, which is not better than the original, but it's still like a good version of that song. But he loved Disturbed, Sound of Silence. I'm like, what the hell is the matter with you? Paul Simon's a little tapped. He's a little more out there than you might give him credit for. So those would be my two. Michael Bolton sitting on the dock of the bay, Disturbed, Sound of Silence. Much better than the originals.
You want to go to the phones?
Yes.
Explore what some other people have as answers?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it then. Katie is in New York. Katie.
Hey, I also agree that the Disturbed version, every time I hear it, it just gives me, you know, the goosebumps, and it makes me forget about Simon and Garfunkel every time.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend just mentioned Whitney Houston's I'll Always Love You.
Dolly Parton original. Love the show, boys.
Whoa.
Love Joel.
Hey. Wow, a two-parter right there. Zoe's not here.
They each have an air bud in.
So Elvis wanted to do that song, the Dolly Parton song, I Will
and?
Always Love You.
And what happened?
Elvis's deal was he got like he had to be named like a co-writer of the song, or he got publishing for like all the song. Like that was the trade-off. You want Elvis to sing your song, he's going to own part of it from there on after. And Dolly Parton said, nope, this song is going to it might be dumb, but I think this song is going to make me a lot of money over the years. And she wouldn't let Elvis record it. And it was the smartest move she ever made. One of the smartest moves in songwriting history, not giving over control of that song to Elvis. Because she could live on that song, I'm sure, and nothing else.
Chris in Bellingham. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Boys of Summer by the Ataris, originally by Don Henley. What do you think?
Not better. It's good. I like it.
No?
But it's not better than Don Henley. No. Incorrect.
Yeah.
Wrong answer.
Sorry.
That woman really liked, she was on board with Disturbed doing Sound of
Silence.
I don't
think she was. I think she was playing along.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
God, I hope so.
I think she was playing along is what that was.
Okay.
Jonathan in Nashua. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Bertrand, Hardy. How you guys doing today?
Good. What's up?
All right, I'm gonna get straight to the point. Van Halen's version of Pretty Woman.
No.
Nope, not taking that over Orbison. Nope.
Nope.
No shot.
By the way, Roy Orbison Jr. on Below Deck this season for a couple of episodes.
Oh, God. As what, staff or a guest?
I swear to God, he is hanging out and vacationing with a member of the band Ace of Base. And there are multiple scenes with them sitting around talking about Ace of Base and how 90s music is making a comeback. And I'm like, well, A, it never went anywhere. And B, not all 90s music is making a comeback. Like, they think they're going to, like, ride the Stone Temple Pilots and Pearl Jam train, Ace of Base, because you're in the same decade. No, it's not working like that.
Well, all that she wants, Hardy. Is another baby.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's all that she wants. They had to have had cover songs. Cruel Summer, they did. That was a cover of Ace of Bases, right? That's not their song.
Well, Bananarama did Cruel Summer. Is that
right? And
think?
Then I think Ace of Base redid it later on in the 90s.
Oh, boy.
There you go. That's top of the list right there. Let's put that at the top of the list. Let's go to Danny and Natick. Danny, what do you got?
Oh, yeah, it's so clearly Blinded by the Light by Man for Man. I don't know how anyone can disagree with you, Beatle. It's just a far superior song to the original, and I love Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I think Springsteen had said, like, because the lyric is wrapped up like a deuce, right? But when Man for Man sings it, it sounds like douche, and everybody thought that was hysterical. And he said, "Yeah, that was the difference. I should have made it sound like douche. That was the difference between having a hit song and just being, you know, wallowing in obscurity for a few more years before he broke out on his own."
Bruce Springsteen has written exactly one number one hit in the U.S.
Born in the USA.
Blinded by the Light.
Come on.
Swear to God.
Come on.
Yep. Never had a number one single of his own. His number one single was writing Blinded by the Light.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. He got close with some others, but that's his number one hit.
Springsteen songs lend themselves to, like, good covers, though, and reinterpretations, though. Like, Rage Against the Machine goes to Tom Joad.
Yeah.
Turn me up there, T-Bone. That's one. I got it here. I mean, I didn't know this is a Springsteen song at all. It's on that Rage Against the Machine album. Let me tell you something about Rage. Sneaky good cover band. When they cover a song, it sounds good.
We'll go to McCone with headlines. More of this coming back on the other side in 90 seconds.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.